Welcome, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of Beyond Coincidence. Open eyes, unlock minds, change lives. My name is Taylor, and I will be your host, your guide on this journey of enlightened awareness. Before we get started today and jump headfirst into the deep end, definitely need to introduce our team. As always, I am joined by my co-host on the West Coast, Chris. Always grateful to reconnect as lifelong best friends, fortunate to be on the same wavelength, to really come together, join forces, and share our collective message of love through global healing. That being said, I want to cut to the chase today. Current events, a lot going on. Here in the state of Texas, we are going to lead the way on reopening the economy, good, bad, or indifferent. So I wanted to discuss how everyone's feeling about that. Are we rushing it? Are we doing the right thing? I'm no government expert, but from my vantage point, I'm a little concerned that our priorities may be a little out of whack. Are we focused simply on cash flow? Again, reopening the economy for financial reasons, financial gain. In the same breath, are we taking into consideration the medical risk? So Chris, I'm going to kick it to you. As we reopen the economy, are we taking into consideration public safety and health and wellness? And are we considering what the medical experts are recommending?
Hey, Taylor, great question on opening the economy. That's wild to think that you could be walking in a public place, a bank, an airport, a Dunkin' Donuts for all that matter, and they're checking your temperature, not knowing it. What are my thoughts on that? Is that overstepping boundaries? That's a good question. As far as the economy opening in itself, getting people back to some more normalcy, getting the economy recharged and back regenerating, yes, that is important. It's a sense of hope, I believe, for everybody all going through this. It's a hope that there's light at the end of the tunnel, that there's possibility that we will find a vaccine and these therapies will start being productive as we're hearing that they are. I know a lot of trials are going on as far as vaccine trials, therapy trials, all very, very important stuff. In the midst of all this, I think we got to take a step back, like I say, and observe the situation, but also be real with ourselves. You know, this comes down to a choice. You know, we must still be aware of our social distancing and how we're taking care of one another, and also, of course, ourselves and our family. But it comes down to choice of each individual.
Let's get back to the basics. Let's love one another. You may ask, what's the purpose of life? Why am I here? Especially being forced to go inside with this whole coronavirus quarantine, stay inside, stay safe, shelter in place, lockdown. Go inside and have fun doing it. I accept this as an opportunity to reflect, really a blessing in disguise, to hit the reset button, to jump, stop, and pivot, to evaluate priorities up against responsibility to make sure they're properly aligned. It's a wake-up call. If we're truly supposed to live life to the fullest, make the most of each and every day, live as if today is our last, let's act like it. Today is your last. We're never promised tomorrow. The past is not real. It's gone. All we have is now. Let's assume today is our last day. Are you doing what you would want to do that last 24 hours? So are you comforting your loved ones? Are you telling others that you love them? I mean, come on, let's get back to the basics. Let's love one another. Let's put our selfish ego aside. And let's fulfill the meaning of life. Let's love one another. Let's try that for a change.
Current events and reopening the economy.
Real quick, I wanted to touch base on the idea and some of the numbers. If you look at the overall mortality rate in the United States, it's actually surpassed that of which what Vietnam was back in the 60s.
Again, I'm nothing but grateful to be on the same page with you. I know that literally after every statement you say, when it really resonates with me, my knee-jerk reaction is to say, I love that. But with such a dark topic, it's tough for me to go straight to love. It certainly resonates with me. It really gave me goosebumps when you mentioned it. Really, the death toll. I mean, on one hand, and again, I live under a rock intentionally, right? I consciously guard my intake of content across all platforms. Like our parents said, see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. But that being said, I've got to be a realist. And, you know, Chris, you mentioned the numbers, or you allude to the death toll numbers. You don't really hear about how domestic violence is up, right? You don't hear about crime going up. And again, I don't say that to broadcast anything dark or negative, at least what I have been exposed to. And it may just be tunnel vision on their part, right? Just coronavirus. But let's be honest, like, just like with any virus, with any negative situation or positive for that matter, there's going to be a ripple effect throughout the local community, throughout each and every state, a little bit different there, right? But also, you know, nationally and on a global scale.
You know, we talk about the ripple effect of the fear, the pandemonium, and the panic that is going throughout society during these tumultuous times. You know, and the one thing that comes to mind is our feelings and emotions. They can be taken over in such a way we don't even realize it, and then all of a sudden we're acting in different ways that in which we go against, that we don't see fit for oneself. So let's take a step back, let's recognize the fear, let's identify it, but also make that conscious decision that I have the ability to play into it or take a step back and do something different. So we're going to talk a little bit about emotion, we're going to talk about detachment from such circumstances and feelings that are so prevalent today.
Once you remove emotion from currency, and once you remove fear from death, life starts to flow a little bit easier. Stars will begin to align daily, but not until you remove or subtract that negativity from the equation. Not until you fully surrender to the ultimate unknown. It's inevitable. Why fear it? It's not a surprise. We can either live our life in fear, or we can live our life in love. It's that simple. Yeah, easier said than done, but it's that simple, really. We can either live our life essentially walking on eggshells, avoiding death, or we can live our life embracing love, embracing life. We need to be easier on ourselves. We're always so wound up in fight or flight mode. I talk about mind, body, soul, brain, heart, spirit, coherence, alignment. When we fear the ultimate unknown and walk around on eggshells, when we live our life to avoid death, we are all out of whack. In desperate need of alignment. Living like we're on an episode of Survivor, fight or flight. So again, once you remove emotion from currency and you detach fear, you disassociate fear with death, then things will start to flow a little bit easier. And stars will align daily for you. But you must remove that negative emotion, that negative association, as it relates to stressing over finances and stressing over fear of the unknown. When I say remove emotion from currency, we all have bills to pay. We all have financial burdens. We all have responsibilities. We all have stressors in life financially. I think it's safe to say, fair to say, that we could all use another dollar. Guy under the bridge could certainly use another dollar. I could use another dollar. So once you remove emotion from currency, it's just green paper backed by not enough gold that we all come together on the neutral playing field of life and accept as some type of form of confidence, as an exchange of energy. To dive deeper, back in 2015, 2016 specifically, I'm quoted as saying, there will come a day in time where our financial systems, our markets, are turned upside down and inside out. And we as humans will no longer be compensated with green paper, with money as we know it, with any type of currency or national form of payment. Moving forward, we as humans will be compensated based on the value of our souls. I'll say that again. Moving forward, we as humans will be compensated based on the value of our souls. Interpret that however you will. Again, my exact quote from 2016. So now, during this global lockdown, self-quarantine, isolation due to coronavirus pandemic, the invisible enemy, making us go inside, stay home, stay safe. Again, I view it as an opportunity, as a blessing in disguise that is forcing us to get back to the basics. The time is now to change. The time is now to dig deep, go soul searching. to evaluate. Your responsibilities to ensure that they are properly aligned, that priorities and responsibilities are properly aligned, to make adjustments, to reflect, to adapt. The basketball analogy I always use is jump, stop, and pivot. What's important? Think about the value of your soul. What's important? All we need is love. I've said it before and I'll say it again. Love is the answer to all questions. Love is the solution to any problem. Love is truly the light that conquers darkness. We're in this together. Rest assured, you are not alone. Everything I share, everything that Chris is going to share throughout this season of Beyond Coincidence is truly us free flowing from our heart and soul to you. These are ideas, thoughts, beliefs, best practices, new concepts, new way of perceiving, viewing, analyzing, evaluating. We are simply here to share, to help one another. And I'll be the first to say, we don't always practice what we preach. It's daily practice for sure. Happiness is an individual sport that requires daily practice. So we here at Beyond Coincidence are simply here to share what works for us. What helps heal our soul. You can call it spiritual awakening. You can call it global shift. You can call it soul searching. Soul cleansing. Label it what you may. But we're here to improve the quality of life. Remove emotion from currency. Set it aside. If you need to address it, say for 15, 30, maybe 45 minutes every morning, fine. We all have stressors, as I mentioned. Address it. Embrace it. Identify it. Walk right through it. Kick and scream. Punch your pillow if you need to. But after those 15, 30 minutes, compartmentalize it. Consolidate, condense, log that stuff away. Put it in the safe. In the corner of the closet, drop it like it's hot, and leave it for the day. In order to improve quality of life, as mentioned, happiness is a daily sport that requires daily practice. In order to improve quality of life, and in order to experience a healthier balance, a more peaceful state of being, it requires conscious living, intentional actions as a way to condition or recondition or unlearn everything you've ever known. Clean slate. Again, any negative thoughts, any stressors, don't suppress it. Address it. But then immediately compartmentalize it. Lock it away. In the corner of the closet, leave it for the day. Drop it like it's hot. Don't carry that weight. That way you will be able to float and graciously glide throughout your day as an empty vessel. Renewed, replenished, restored, and stronger than ever before to take on anything that may be thrown your way. To truly conquer the day. Again, you're not alone. Everything I share is what I practice on a daily basis. You are not alone. You are never alone. We are in this together. We are stronger together. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. The future is bright if you allow it to be. Thanks for listening, and definitely continue to join us on this journey. And I'm excited for what the future holds.